That is just so fantastic. Oh my gosh. There's a million different questions I can ask you, but what I want to do is jump into the book Get to Aha, which I finished reading and I scribbled all over the book, which
Thank you. That's
I hope
great.
you take that as a compliment because there's so many great things in here. It's just I thought I was just going to only highlight a few things, but on every page I have notes and highlights just because it was just that good. I almost felt like when I was done reading this book, I'm like, wow, I think Andy is like the mother of product marketing or the mother of modern product marketing just because you break down positioning, which is, I think, the jugular vein of all product marketing, right? If
Yeah.
you don't get that right, you really don't get to have a successful business. And so I want to talk to you about that. Like, how do you define product marketing overall in this fast-paced, crazy digital transformation era that we're in? And, with your work with Get to Aha, how do you sort of see, hopefully, it helping all these other companies who desperately need really good product marketing to survive this
Oh
era that
boy.
we're in?
For sure, for sure. So the very best product marketing is product marketing that is allowed to do its thing in the early developmental stages of a product, right? That's why they call it product marketing, because the great marketing happens when when marketing people actually help develop a product. And in the world of consumer goods and services, that's a daily occurrence. That's what marketing does. But in the world of technology, we marketers are an after the fact, addition to a company. So an engineer will develop a cool product, and then the product's done, and then they call in the marketing people and say, make this thing sell, which is really quite opposite to the way the rest of the world operates. So we, those of us who have spent a lot of time in marketing, are constantly trying to get ourselves at the stage where the product is still in development, because that's where marketing can really be helpful. And so the companies that do that, and there are several tech companies that do that, they have the most successful product marketing because they've allowed the marketing people to play a role in the development. And that was what happened really early on with the Macintosh, is Steve and his marketing team were very much in sync together with the engineering and what he envisioned the market would want. And he didn't do any market research because he was very visionary about what he believed they wanted. But as it became clear what the product needed, he shifted. So when that thing was launched, it didn't have cursor keys, it didn't have networking, it didn't have any of these things that we now see as absolutely critical. And as soon as it became critical back then that those are the things it needed, he started to put them into the product, which is product marketing, right? He wanted to position this product as a tool for business. And so he was able to make that happen with the great team. But unfortunately, he didn't make it happen fast enough. The sales didn't pick up fast enough, and he ended up getting fired. And the Mac almost died. It almost died because of that situation. And I think it was not until eight, it limped along for a number of years. And it wasn't for another 8 years or so that Steve came back to Apple, was asked to come back and save the situation. And that's when he really put great product marketing to play for that product. So it was very cool.